Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Richard Hamister, or Rick as he prefers, Senior Vice President, New York Region President with Northwest Bank, and pleasure to have you back again.
Oh, Randy, always a pleasure to be with you.
And I know there are a bunch of things that have changed in the even relatively short time since last time we were together. As far as Northwest and positioning in market share in deposits here in Western New York, a significant upgrade.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with that, Randy. And I've been with the bank now about 18 months, but the bank's position in Western New York has continued to grow. We've moved into the fourth position in deposit market share that was just came out on June 30th. So very pleased with that. We were fifth last year, fourth this year, and room to go up. So very excited about that. Especially excited that, and since this is business means business, that our business deposit share has really grown, and we're up almost 15% this year in our business deposits. So I'm very pleased. We're taking care of a lot more small businesses this year. That makes me very happy. I think we're helping contribute to that growing economy in Western New York.
And what does that say for Northwest specifically in terms of what's going on with some of the other larger names, of course, here in the market? Is there like a relevance or popularity contest in terms of deposit share? What does that specifically mean?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that is it a popularity contest? I think it's a recognition that small businesses are willing to consider other options instead of just maybe the big three. In the past, I think there was a tendency just to go, you know, we've go with where you've always been. And I think over the last couple of years in the business community, there's been a real eye-opening for our small business folks. And I think they've done a much better job. We've done a better job maybe of explaining to them what the value is of a relationship, what the value is of those small business relationships to a bank. And, you know, we like to compete. We're good at competing with players above us in deposit share and those banks that are maybe a little bit below us.
Is this a conscious effort as well? Is that the way of putting it, that you have done this for the growth?
Yeah, very much so. We've really focused in on business, on small business in Buffalo and in Western New York, very much so. We have 12 commercial lenders that are active every day, and 35 branch managers, frankly, that are active every day talking to those small business customers. A lot of some of our competitors, especially the bigger ones, have gone to 800 numbers, and they don't have people on the street anymore. And I think our small business clients really respect and like dealing with somebody that they know or somebody that they're getting to know. And the more chances we have to talk to people, the better we do.
And among those things that have helped you gain that visibility for particularly smaller businesses, the not quite as new but still relatively new branch on Jefferson Avenue.
Yeah,
how's that going?
Oh, Randy, that's a real success story for us, and I'm so proud to talk about that. We built a team there and opened in January. That branch has opened more checking accounts than any other branch in Northwest. Of the 172 branches of Northwest Bank throughout New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, this Jefferson branch in the inner city of Buffalo has opened more checking accounts. I am so proud of them. I am so happy that we are in that market that clearly was crying out for a full-service bank to be put in. And I think the folks in that neighborhood are voting with their, I was going to say voting with their checkbook. I guess that's appropriate. They're voting with their checkbook to come over to Northwest Bank. And we're happy to have them and continue to provide good service to them.
Another aspect at Northwest Bank that has changed is you have upped your game in terms of the residential mortgage team.
Yeah, we have. And that's been really one of the exciting turns of 2019, Randy. We hired Rocco Dina, who's a well-known name in Buffalo and Western New York. His dad was former police commissioner in the city of Buffalo, and Rocco has been in the mortgage business for now 15 years. Sorry, I'm going to make Rocco older than he is. But he is the premier mortgage lender in Western New York. He has hired a team of 7 true professionals to help build that business. We have more than $40 million. Just in the last 3 months, we've added more than $40 million in residential mortgage. In last year, just to give you a context, last year, 2018, we only did $53 or $54 million in residential mortgages in all of Western New York. And Rocco and that team are going to do more than that in the next couple of months. So thrilled to have him, thrilled to have that team. They've done just really a first-class job. Noticed our clients, that's the one thing, our clients really appreciate having someone sit at their dinner table or their kitchen table and take an application and really work through it, make sure they're in the right product, make sure they're getting the terms that they really need. And we also work with realtors, we work with home builders. They've done such a wonderful job in expanding a market that Northwest was in, but honestly, we just weren't getting a lot of traction. We're probably 8th in the market for residential mortgage, and I think this year we're certainly going to move up, and someday I want to be that one. You know, we could really get to the top spot, and we have an aspirational goal of that, and don't be surprised. I come in here one of these days at one of these chats, and we can talk about that.
Looking forward to it. It's yeah. Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, having a conversation with Rick Hamister, Senior Vice President, New York Region President, Northwest Bank. About the mortgage rates, is this a really good time? Is this a better time than it has been?
Well, rates in general, it's really been baffling to those of us that have been in banking for 30 plus years like I have, that rates continue to trend down, and they do. And it's just when you think it's there's not going to be any more opportunities to refinance your mortgage, it probably is at least a time to think about it. If the rates, current rates, have dropped more than 1% from where you were, it's time to think about it. And we do a fair amount of refinance business. There's still a lot of new home building going on, by the way, in Western New York, Randy, and I think you probably have other guests that talk about that, but there's a fair amount of home building, especially on the higher end, those houses in the, you know, somewhere north of $500,000. There's still a lot of building going on, and we're pleased to take more than our fair share of that residential mortgage market.
And I'm sure we've kind of put in people's heads that we're talking city-specific here, but you're not city-specific.
Oh, no.
And what you talked about, is there a particular part of Western New York where things are hotter in terms of this?
I think the city of Buffalo remains a very, very strong market. But so is Williamsville. So is Williamsville, Clarence. Orchard Park remains strong. Not remarkably, but East Aurora has been a really good market, too. So it's really been all over Western New York. I know it took a lot of years to get that hot market, but it still remains. And especially the market's especially hot for those houses, say under 300,000. Those don't sit on the market long. They're snapped up very quickly.
We had just discussed extensively the residential mortgage team for Northwest Bank looking for people. Same to be said on other aspects of what Northwest does?
Absolutely. We are, in terms of employment or
yes.
In terms of, yes. Well, you know, interesting, Northwest, we're up almost 5% in our employment year to date in New York, just in New York, between the branches, between the mortgage group, and we have 24 different departments that are housed in Williamsville right now in our regional headquarters on SJ. So continue to grow that business. We have 400 and I think we have 430 employees in New York State now, looking to add to that. Northwest is on a growth trajectory. We have jobs open and we are looking to hire.
And you just mentioned SJ. Is that in fact where the new East Amherst office is for Northwest?
It is not. That's actually a great segue. We've moved our office in East Amherst on Transit Road. We moved it up. It's about an eighth of a mile north of where we were before. We took over a branch that had sat empty for a couple of years from one of our competitors. We put $500,000 into that new location, and now we have a absolutely stunning, beautiful branch on Transit Road with lots of parking, lots of ability to get in and out, and beautiful offices for that staff. And that's been really, it's really a jewel now for us, and can't wait to see. We just opened on September 23rd. We're having weekly contests there. We're giving away gift cards, and we're doing a grand opening, and we're giving away $1,000 to the, I think it's the Clarence Veterans Organization next week, so or 2 weeks from now, sorry. Can't wait for that.
Another big thing going on, particular to this month, National Women's Small Business Month.
Yeah.
What have you got planned at Northwest Bank?
Well, so, you know, it's interesting. Small business, most small businesses are started by women, as you know, Randy. And so we've tried to target that market and try to be a little, try to be user-friendly for women, especially entrepreneurs that are starting a business. One of our, actually our top commercial lender for our whole company works with me. Karen Cummings is number one in our whole company. So we are specifically trying to target different segments, and the women's market is one of them. And I think, I know we've done a good job for a number of those startup businesses and those that have been around for a little bit. And it's nice that the Small Business Administration recognizes that by dedicating a whole month to the women's business, to women entrepreneurs, and actually Business First, we'll talk about all the competitors to radio, but Business First just did a Women of Influence in Business event last week, and that was we were one of the many sponsors of that. So.
Yeah, that's okay. We're on friendly terms with
We're on friendly terms. I like that. I like that. We're all friendly together.
Yeah. Now I don't necessarily expect you to have the breakdown right here, mm-hmm. but when you talk about these women entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. are they like massage and health, nutrition, crafts, or is it literally run the gamut?
Oh, it really does run the gamut. There's no one, you know, there's no one size fits all for that. There are entrepreneurs starting businesses every day that are in different, in all different fields. And it could be anything from staffing to manufacturing. If you look at some of the 43 North winners for the contest, actually, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. But and we're a sponsor of that too, Randy, by the way. But 43 North winners for that $1 million prize, most of those firms have been headed by women. So. They can come from anywhere, and really that startup businesses are really the backbone, become the backbone of our economy, because they are really where the growth is. The growth tends not to be Fortune 500s. It tends to come from the lower levels and moving up.
Sometimes that gets missed, and it's great that a Northwest Bank is here to make sure and keep
you.
A lookout for the
little
guys.
Yeah, we're going to keep looking for that. We look for those opportunities. I want to get in early with these entrepreneurs with great ideas that are just getting started, and help them move to those next levels. That's really what a bank like Northwest can do for somebody.
And it's nice that we finished where we started, because we talked about the rise to number four in deposit market share in Western New York, and well, nowhere but up to go from there. So
that's
continued
it.
Success to you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Randy. Nowhere to go but up. I look forward to that.
Rick Hamister, Senior Vice President, New York Region President, Northwest Bank. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.